This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 188. One writing task two question that everyone gets wrong.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll find out how to answer one of the most common and difficult writing task two questions in a smart way. Hey guys, if you haven't left a review yet in iTunes for IELTS Energy, we would love to know what you think about the show. So please go over to iTunes and review IELTS Energy. Thanks, guys. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
What's shaking? What's shaking on the West Coast? The best coast? West Coast is the best coast?
The West Coast is the best coast.
I agree.
Yeah, that's what's shaking. We're just, you know, we're just chilling over here being super happy because that's what we do. What about you?
Well, in the not so good coast, on the not so good coast, I mean, the East Coast is okay. It'll do for now.
Do you think you would move to the West Coast at some point?
I would have to have a really compelling reason to, you know, because my family, like my brother has my niece now, and they have a home in New Hampshire, and my parents have a place on the South Shore.
Yeah.
So it would be hard to move away from everyone, honestly, now. But yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, with All Ears English, we're mobile. We're a mobile company. We can move wherever we want and we can still make this thing run. So
I know
that's good
we're
news.
So lucky. We're so lucky.
We are. It's amazing.
One of my friends the other day, he's like, would you be able to like take time off of work and have like a week long camping trip? And I was like, I don't have to take time off work. I can work in the tent. Like I can, I can write a blog and like, or I can fit everything in like two weeks of work and 1 week and then just take a couple days off.
I know. It's pretty cool. That's why we're actually recording this with our phones today. So we don't even have internet access right now. It's amazing what technology allows us to do. It's so cool.
Seriously. Yeah. We're recording a podcast without internet. Like that doesn't even sound possible.
That's so cool. I know. It's awesome. So yeah, what was the question? Yeah.
You know, it's funny. So like before we started recording and Lindsay and I are talking about what we're going to talk about today, a student wrote in about a specific writing task two question. And as soon as Lindsay started reading it, I'm like, I know that question. I've used that question. Students never get that question right.
Yeah, and actually it ties into the conversation that we just had, right? This question is about job satisfaction and happiness at work. I like it. So should I throw out the question, Jessica?
Yeah, read the question. Yeah.
All right. So here's the question. So it is this. How realistic is the expectation of job satisfaction for all careers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the question. Writing task two.
Yeah. Well, it's missing a bit. I mean, there has to be the follow-up that tells you what question to write. And I think this is like a mixture question. So how realistic is job satisfaction for all workers? And then I think there's employees or workers. And then there's another thing that like how can people be satisfied in their work? Give your opinion on this or discuss the solutions. I remember it being a mixture of opinion and solution. So you have to give your opinion on how realistic that is, which is really weird for students because it seems like you can't be honest about it when you have to be honest. I'll explain that in a second, and then you have to give your opinion on it, which is like, how can people be more satisfied in their work? So that's a whole other question type. So like a while ago, we did a really good episode about how to answer these mixture questions because they're really tough. And so my advice that you guys could go back and listen to that podcast for more detail, but I'll summarize now. Basically, you need to look at each question as like for a different paragraph. So Because they're two different topics, really. You know, right. Like, how realistic is this? That's paragraph two. And then your opinion on the best way to be satisfied. That's paragraph mm-hmm. three. So mm-hmm. you can't make it complicated. Don't try and overthink it, guys. The most simple way to organize this in task one and task two, the most simple way to organize it is always the best. Always.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, just save yourselves time. Just brainstorm about the first question and then start a new list for the second question. And then those will be your two body paragraphs. So yeah.
Sounds like a good way to not overthink it.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. Just jump into my strategies right away. Like, that's the best way to do it. Yeah. Just, you know, step by step.
Would you like to know three confidential writing secrets from an ex-examiner? You can get those in video three in our three-part video series. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/insider to get this video series. allearsenglish.com/insider.
Yeah. So, Lindsay, how would you answer that? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, in my idealistic mindset, I would say yeah. I do think it's realistic. Yeah, I think it's realistic to some extent, but then, you know, I guess you just have to choose one point of view, right? And then he's like, actually, it's not.
I think that's everyone's first instinct with a question like that is to be positive and, you know, like, of course right. everyone can be satisfied with their jobs. But when you really start thinking about it, because in order to support that and get a good grade on IELTS, a high score, then you have to have very specific reasons and examples to support that. Now, right. just try and think of very specific reasons and examples to support that opinion, and it right. becomes really difficult.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we need someone to take the trash, collect the trash. Jobs exactly. like that have to be done.
Exactly. And,
well, who knows? Maybe people who collect the trash are satisfied, but I find it hard to imagine because it's a dirty job, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I tell my students when we talk about this question, because so few of them, like almost none of them, are willing to admit that it's not possible when in reality, like, that's the only thing we could support, because it's a fact. Yeah. Like, of course, I wish it weren't that way, but it is. And, you know, and you can take a more positive tack on it by saying, you know, and everyone has different careers in their lives now. And so maybe if, when we're learning a trade or when we're working up to another stage in our life, we're forced to do a job that we're not satisfied with, but that's mm-hmm. only to get us to the next level in life. Right.
Right. Right. Positive spin. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can take a positive spin on it, but I mean, otherwise I would just, like you said, I always jump to these jobs where I think I would be dissatisfied, like plumber or garbage man or like janitor in a hospital. Like, God.
Sounds terrible. Yeah.
There are a lot more jobs you could think of to be dissatisfied with than like perfectly satisfactory jobs.
Yeah. So it sounds like the thing to do is right away choose what we believe based on where the examples and the evidence would be, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, this, you know, sometimes on IELTS and in your academic careers, when you guys go to university, you have to support opinions you don't necessarily agree with. That right. happens. That's part of our studies. And to take it to a strategic level on IELTS, sometimes you don't have time to come up with examples for your opinion. If given an hour, I'm sure you could come up with lots of examples to support a more positive, idealistic view. But yeah. for the sake of finishing the test, you yeah. can't do that. So sure. if you, right, like the easiest examples to come up with are the ones that unfortunately support the negative side of things. So, I mean, whatever, just do that. Like, yeah. that's only going to take a minute to come up with examples and you're ready to write, you know?
Right. Just go against your fundamental belief in the world If you're optimistic, you can be optimistic when you walk out of the writing test.
Yeah, exactly. You could think, well, as long as I do well on this, I will be satisfied with my job. Yeah. Because right. I am going to be able to immigrate. I'm going to be able to go to university and get the job I want. Like, that's great. But yeah. That's not going to like help you write a fast essay. So for the sake of strategy and timing, like focus on the test. Focus on getting the highest score. IELTS doesn't care about your personal ideas and beliefs. They don't. They only care about your English skills. So you can be like so negative and dark and depressing, but as long as you have good vocabulary and grammar, like you're fine.
You get a high score. I love that. So it's all about how and whether or not we'll be able to back up our idea. That's so important. I love that. We should say that one more time. Yeah, good.
Yeah, so in the brainstorming stage, guys, if you find yourself just staring into space because you can't think of an idea, change your mind, you know?
Yeah, quickly. Yeah.
Go to the other opinion because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You're just wasting time. You only have 40 minutes to do this. Yeah. So, yeah. So that's that first question. And that's what messes students up the most is how realistic is job satisfaction for everyone? And the quickest answer is it's not. It just, it obviously is not. Just look around you. Like even in the test center, the invigilator that's like keeping track of your time, I don't think they're super satisfied. Job. Yeah, seriously, it's so boring.
Sounds like the most stressful and the lowest paid job.
It is, like for real. Yeah, it's terrible. So like that person's not satisfied. Like just look around you, you know, like it's not realistic. So I think that answers the first one. Just be honest and go for the quickest examples you can think of. But then the student didn't include this in their email. But the second part of that question is how can more people be satisfied with their work? So I think this is, you can connect this by using the examples from the first paragraph. If you did say garbage man, for example, like it'd be hard to be satisfied with your job because you're dealing with other people's trash and smelly garbage all day. Then what about in the second paragraph, if we take like a solution strategy here and say, well, how can that garbage man be satisfied? Well, I actually have a neighbor who is a garbage man and he does some pretty cool stuff. He finds like treasures, for his like furniture people throw away and they have some super cool stuff that he found in the trash. And not only that, like he's been able to find things and then like fix them up, clean them up, sell them on eBay, sell them on Craigslist and actually make more money.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I love that. I love that. I love that concept of dumpster diving.
Yeah, totally. I don't know how big that is in Boston, but in Portland, the sort of like digging through other people's trash and putting things you don't want outside your house, they're going to be gone within an hour. People have no shame of just taking things off of curbs.
Yeah, it was my first year living in New York. That was a thing. That was pretty hot.
That's funny. Yeah. Totally. I remember in when we were in Taiwan, the expat's favorite time of the year. Well, everybody's favorite time of the year is Chinese New Year. But for expats, it has like an extra function because all of the people in Taipei, I'm pretty sure this applies to the rest of the island as well. But I mean, I was only in Taipei. So in Taipei in Chinese New Year. Traditionally, that is the time to clean out your house, right? Like get rid of old furniture, get new stuff. So they just throw all these things away. Like there's no Goodwill. Yeah. There's no like secondhand market. So like all the stuff's on the curb. So for expats, like during that week, we just drive around all the neighborhoods just collecting awesome furniture. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. It's really fun, actually. Yeah. We did a bit of that in New York, like I said, and it's really fun to find little treasures.
Yeah.
As long as it's not like bedding, you want to be careful with that for sure.
No mattress. Nothing, no pillows, nothing with like moldy cushions. That's gross.
Yeah, no.
So guys, I mean, definitely like what Lindsay and I are doing now, we're able to look at a topic that seems difficult, that seems impersonal, but you're able to personalize it. it. And that's become one of our strategies for writing task two and speaking part three, is that when your mind does go blank, the best strategy is go immediately to personal experience. And again, like, we don't, IELTS doesn't care about your ideas as long as it's connected to the topic and you're showing your fluency and your ability to communicate. That's what matters. Right?
Yes, I love that. I love that. And when you are telling your own anecdotes or examples or mini stories, you're more engaged and your writing is going to come off as more effective. It's just going to work better. I like
that. Exactly. It raises your pronunciation scores, your fluency and coherence scores. In writing, it's going to raise your vocabulary scores because you're using more specific vocabulary because you're talking about specificities. Whereas if you only talk about general, if you're only talking about general stuff, your vocabulary reflects that, right?
Huge. Again, it always goes back to the scoring system. And that's why we like to tie that in on this show. I love it. I love it. Ooh. So definitely our listeners need to practice this question because it's a common one, right?
I think it actually comes from a Cambridge book because I know that I've used this question so many times. Okay. If I, you know, I should go and find it so we could post it in our blog or something. But this question does, It gets practiced a lot in various courses, but also this idea of employment and life satisfaction. These ideas do come up in speaking part three and writing task two. So there's definitely topics inside this question that you might see in a variety of other questions.
Ooh, I love that. It's good. And it's important, again, if you're not using personal examples, then again, it goes back to the culture of thinking, opening up your eyes, opening your ears, listening in, listening to podcasts, watching the news. So you have an opinion on these things and some examples to work with.
Exactly. Just personal experience without experiencing anything, like, that's not going to work either. So you do need to, like, force yourself to gain more personal experience to draw from. That's a good point.
Live your life.
Exactly. All right. Cool. Well, I'm satisfied with my job. So that's awesome.
Excellent job. But we are over and out for today. And we'll be back next week for more IELTS wisdom.
Woohoo! All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.